This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli officials said Monday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved the influential war cabinet that was tasked with steering the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The move follows the departure from the government of Benny Gantz, an opposition lawmaker who joined the coalition in the early days of the war. He had demanded that a small cabinet be formed as a way of sidelining far-right lawmakers in Netanyahu's government. The officials add, going forward, Netanyahu would hold smaller forums with some of his government members for sensitive issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An 11-hour daytime tactical pause in the bombardment of Gaza, called by Israel's military Sunday, appeared to be holding Monday, though there were reports of sporadic fighting in some areas. Israel said the pause was designed to permit the increased delivery of badly needed humanitarian aid to reach Palestinians. Israel said the pause in its offensive in southern Gaza would continue for the immediate future and allow aid trucks to reach the Israel-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing, the main entry point for incoming aid. As AP correspondent Joe Fetterman explains, if the pause is successful, it could go a long way to addressing Gaza's humanitarian needs.
The Israeli military has announced what it's calling a tactical pause on fighting in the southern Gaza Strip in order to allow more humanitarian aid to enter the territory. This is not a full-fledged ceasefire. It is a halt in fighting in a very small part of Gaza near the Kerem Shalom border crossing. It's the main gateway for humanitarian aid to enter the territory.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. You'll find expanded coverage of this and all the stories we're covering. This is VOA News. European Union countries have approved a flagship environmental policy to restore damaged nature Monday after months of delay, making it the first green law to pass since the European Parliament elections this past week. The policy aims to reverse the decline of Europe's natural habitats, 81% of which are classified as being in poor health, and includes specific targets, for example, to restore peatlands so they can absorb CO2 emissions. The nature restoration law is among the EU's biggest environmental policies, requiring member states to introduce measures restoring nature on a fifth of their land and sea by 2030. EU countries and EU Parliament negotiated a deal on the law last year, but it came under fire from some governments in recent months amid protests by farmers angry at costly EU environmental regulations. During the debate, Irish Environmental Minister Eamon Ryan pointed out the new law is designed with farmers' concerns in mind.
There is no food security in the world where nature is destroyed. The compromise that has been reached, more than anything else, was attentive to the concerns of our farming community, which are valid. This is a voluntary law in the sense of the measures that may have to be taken will not be enforced or imposed on any farmer or forester.
China's Coast Guard says a Chinese vessel and a Philippine supply ship collided in the disputed Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Coast Guard said a Philippine supply ship on Monday entered waters near the Second Thomas Shoal, a submerged reef in the Spratly Islands that's part of a territory claimed by several nations. The Philippine military called the Chinese Coast Guard's report deceptive and misleading. The Chinese Coast Guard said in a statement on the social media platform WeChat, the Philippine supply ship ignored China's repeated solemn warnings and dangerously approached a Chinese vessel in normal navigation in an unprofessional manner, resulting in a collision. The Philippines says the shoal is within its internationally recognized exclusive economic zone. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
An oppressive heat wave is hitting large parts of the U.S. this week, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Stifling heat is already enveloping residents in the southwest, and it's moving east to settle in for the rest of the week. Temperatures in Phoenix have been in the triple digits. As the heat wave spreads eastward, the National Weather Service says temperatures in Washington, D.C. and the rest of the Mid-Atlantic, as well as New England, we're likely to see highs in the mid to upper 90s as the week progresses, with excessive humidity making it feel even more oppressive. And forecasters say nighttime temperatures will not give much relief. They say extreme heat is the number one weather-related killer, and to take precautions. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.